Do we need workers' comp for our employees? More than likely, yes. If you operate a business below I-10, I-12, guess what? You need the business continuity insurance.
Gary Harrell is teaching a class called Empowering Communities One Entrepreneur at a Time. It's an 8-week entrepreneurial boot camp covering topics like marketing, business plan development, and financials. Gary tells a room full of entrepreneurs at the Urban League's Women's Business Resource Center that they need 2 to 3 different types of checking accounts.
So you need one for payroll, and payroll needs to be all by itself, period. And it always needs to be funded. And then operating expenses can be a second one, and then taxes can be third.
Even after taking these classes, it's good to kind of go back and get a refresher.
Erica Lasserre is a graduate of the Entrepreneurial Bootcamp. She's a chef and the owner of Diva Dog.
Diva Dog is a gourmet hot dog spot, so I have like specialty hot dogs with Creole toppings, like a red bean chili dog with fried chicken, an andouille ketchup, a barbecue shrimp, a sweet fire oyster, a Zapship's dog.
She also has a vegetarian dog.
I do. I make it from scratch, too. It's all vegetarian. It has like red beans in it, merlotons, carrots, corn. It is very, very, very good.
Lasserre, or Chef Diva, was one of 10 women the Urban League selected last year for the Women in Business Challenge. After attending the entrepreneurial boot camp, Lasserre made a pitch during Entrepreneur Week at Idea Village, and she won a $10,000 prize for her business.
It was good for me. It was a very good experience. You learn a lot about yourself, a lot about your business. Even without the $10,000, people see my vision and they trust it. And so they're like willing to help me more.
Very often we're challenging our entrepreneurs to think bigger in the scope of what they want to do.
Lynette Colin is the director of the Women's Business Resource Center, the entrepreneurial arm of the Urban League, with a focus on policy, workforce, and justice. The Women's Business Center is one of 2 certified women's business centers in the state, and though their focus is women, they don't exclude men. The bigger goal is to build and empower community through entrepreneurs.
We want to make sure that they have businesses that are sustainable, that employ residents of New Orleans to help to grow our economy. And so in this boot camp, we actually developed the curriculum ourselves. And it's really based on the things that we know our entrepreneurs need.
They want entrepreneurs to have big goals.
We're gonna make them see more globally, you know, what you really can do with this business, where you really can grow it to, how you can employ other people, you know, how you can give back, you know, in your business by employing other people.
Because there's a bigger objective.
Wealth creation. We want to empower people to have that in their own hands, that you don't have to go out and look for a job and, you know, get laid off, that basically this is in your hands. You know, you get to control your own destiny. But in the process, we want you to also think about how do you give back to your community. If you can grow a bigger business and you can take someone on and teach them a skill so that they're creating wealth for themselves and their families, then that comes full circle and we grow our economy and we learn to help each other.
Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.